Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulous Fit of God's Kingdom. Somehow, I got two stations going on at one time, and I'm busy trying to find out how to turn this thing off. I am so sorry. There's a little technical difficulty here. Okay, let me see what's going on. Bear with me, everybody. Okay, I got rid of it. Oh, Lord, always some kind of difficulty. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulous Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to be spiritually and mentally and physically fit. Whew. Now for the physical part, after that little mental, little exposing there. Oh, I got a dynamite speaker on tonight. I'm telling you, I've been having a lot of women on the show, and these trainers are dynamite. They're young. They're fantastic. They're talking about keeping us in shape throughout the whole entire year, not just seasonal, but the whole year. We're going to kickstart for weight loss with Monique Barlett, is the author of Kickstart for Weight Loss. Three massive mistakes professional women make that keep them overweight, exhausted, whoo, like me, and stuck on the diet treadmill. Is that you? She is also a speaker, hypnosis trainer, newspaper columnist, and health and wellness coach. Her story is compelling as she went from being overweight to become healthy, as was then inspired to become a personal trainer to help other women with their weight loss struggles. Overcoming her own adversity, she now provides online coaching to professional women who have difficulty balancing life, work, family, and personal health and wellness. That's a lot of us out there trying to combine work, career, family, church, everything. When you struggle with stress, overwhelm, depression, lack of time, motivation, or accountability, Monique knows how to get you from where you are to where you want to be. She shows you how to lose up to 10 pounds in 30 days and get rid of that bloated belly so you can like what you see when you look at yourself in the mirror. Monique walks through a process that takes out all the guesswork and ends your weight loss confusion so you can gain back control of your health and life. She shares her practical approach, strategies, and resources to get you off the diet treadmill. That's right, that up and down, up and down, so you can feel better, live better, and what? Be better. I like that. Hello, Monique. How you doing?
I am fantastic, Renee. How are you?
Fine. After that little explosion of having two stoves on at one time, I had upload the episode, and it came on, and I said, oh, and then another part came on. I was like, oh, Lord, no. See, that's stress right there. So I gained 5 pounds just from that. Maybe I grab my water. I can lose that 5 pounds, huh?
You got to love technology. You never know what it's going to do, so.
Right. I gained 5 pounds tonight, my folks. Monique, tell us a little bit more about yourself, since I just explained about yourself, but tell a little bit more than that. I'm sitting here gaining weight.
All right. Well, thank you, first of all, for that fabulous introduction. I do appreciate that. And as you mentioned, growing up, I was actually the largest out of all of my friends, believe it or not. So, and to be honest, I was actually okay. Otherwise, I was healthy, you know, I was active, and I went away to university. And you know, when you go away to school, it's a whole new life experience. And I ended up gaining what they call the freshman 15, which is those 15 pounds that you gain from like eating out of a box and, you know, doing all of these crazy things when you're in university. So I came home, I actually bought a condo, and I'm from Canada, so I was living in the Greater Toronto area. And they had a gym in the basement of my building, and they had this new class. It was called Pilates, and I'd heard about it. I'd never done it. I'm like, okay, I want to try this out. So I go to the first class. There's probably 10 of us in the room. And in front of everybody, the instructor looks at me and says, "Are you pregnant?" And that was my big aha moment, because I was not pregnant. I was just fat. So I took it upon myself, and believe me, I understood why she asked that question. Well, I didn't at the time, but I understood later why she asked that question, because if you are pregnant, you have to teach someone in a different way. So,
right.
But I ended up losing 30 pounds, and at the end of my 30 pound weight loss, I decided to go to a gym, and I was in really great shape. You know, I had great tone, and women were coming up to me all the time saying, "How did you get such a great back, and your arms look amazing, and how do I do that?" And I thought, okay, well, there's obviously a need here. So I ended up becoming a personal trainer, and I worked in a couple of the big gyms for a couple years, and then I decided to start my own in-home personal training business for women. And that was going along really great until I got injured in a car accident, and I couldn't even exercise myself for 8 months. So I knew that I needed to shift gears, and I was kind of lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I still wanted to deal with health and wellness. And so I took some courses. I became an NLP practitioner. And for those of you who don't know, NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. And it's all about how in our minds we think certain things. And it's about using our language to manipulate how we think to get different results. So I started doing that, and then I started my online business, and that's where I am today.
Wow, this is some journey that you have here. But let me stop right there with that NLP. You said NLP.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
correct?
That tames the inner critic. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. How I would explain it is, we all have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind. And in our unconscious mind, we always have these things running below the surface that we don't necessarily think about, and that we don't really know that it's happening. It's kind of like, let me explain it this way. It's like you drive yourself home from work and you take the same route every single day. And there's probably a few times when you get home and you're in your driveway or whatever, and you say to yourself, "Oh, well, I don't remember how I got home, but I know I got home. And I know it's usually a 30-minute drive, but it really only felt like a 5-minute drive." So that's your unconscious mind taking over, because it's got the pattern in there already. So you don't need to think about it consciously. It just runs unconsciously under the surface. And a lot of us don't even know what we have running underneath the surface. There are things that we have picked up from when we were a child, things that we saw or that we heard, and it's come into our unconscious and it's running in the background, and that dictates how we think and how we run our life. And so the purpose of NLP is to break through that barrier so that you have an awakening, so that you can start to do things differently.
Wow, this is really an eye-opener for me. So if you're working with a client but with weight loss, you can still teach them positive thinking, that positive language. Is that what you're saying? In other words, somebody say, "I can't get this, I can't get her, I can't lose this weight," you would turn it around then?
Absolutely, that's correct. Yeah, for sure. Because this is the thing. People are overweight not because of what they're doing, meaning like not exercising or overeating. Yes, that is part of the problem, but it's not what you're eating. It's actually what is eating you. So it's things like emotions like anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt. All of these things that are going on in our lives are controlling everything else that we do. And until we are able to get that under control, it doesn't matter what you do, you will still be stuck in the same routine.
Oh, so Monique, is that why you said the three massive mistakes professionals will make that keep them overweight, exhausted, and stuck on that diet treadmill?
This is part of the issue, yes.
Wow, this is really deep here. So is that why you wrote the? Well, it is because that diet treadmill or that life treadmill, being stuck in that same place over and over again. What's that movie, The Groundhog or something?
Oh yes, Groundhog Day.
Yeah, and the guy keeps working up in the same day, until he finally just break that. Oh my God, that is deep, Monique. Wow. So you combine the two with exercise, and that you practice that positive thinking. So maybe
absolutely.
That is why you wrote that book. So what type of clients do you work with then?
So my typical client is the professional woman who puts everyone and everything else ahead of herself. So that's her career, her husband, her children, everybody else's activities, her mother, her ailing parents, whatever the case may be. And she's putting her own self on the back burner, and she is sacrificing herself for everyone else. But what I like to kind of bring to the forefront is the fact that everybody else is getting what they need, but you are not getting what you need. And the problem is, if you don't look after yourself right now, 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road, you're going to be the one suffering with diabetes, high blood pressure, you're going to be having a stroke. And then all of a sudden, that time and that money that you did not invest in yourself, you're going to have to invest in yourself later. But the problem is that you're probably going to end up spending more money, because now you're going to be having all of these drugs that you're going to have to be taking to normalize your life. Your family members will still probably be a priority for you. So how are they going to change their mindset to make you the priority now to start looking after you? So really, it's about, again, going deep inside and looking at your life in the future and saying, if I don't fix this now, what's my life going to be like down the road?
My listeners out there, I hope you really are truly listening to this, because as women, we wear many hats. And we, like you say, put everybody else on the front burner, and we forget about ourselves. And now we have to pay the price for it. Wow.
That's exactly right.
Because you really have to then get into the core of that individual that you're working with.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And the point is, some people would like to lose weight for their husbands or, you know, somebody other than their partner, somebody other than themselves. But until you decide that you want to do this for you, you will never be successful at it, because you've got to figure out what is important to you, what will drive you, what will keep you going every day, even those days when you don't feel right and when you've fallen off the wagon, so to speak. You need something to be driving you so that you can get back up there, get back on there, get refocused, and do what it is that you need to do.
That is really true, because for my generation, I was told that if I did think about myself, I was being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not being selfish, it's just being self, that we can take care of people. Because in the airplane, correct me if I'm wrong, we got to put the mask over ourselves first before we put it over the child or the other person. Because we're no
Absolutely.
Help trying to give it to that child, and we pass out, and the child doesn't get it, and you don't get it. So that's what you're saying to my listeners, is that also that positive thinking. And I usually tell people, in order for me to help you, I have to get rid of what's on your plate in order to tell you what to put on your plate. Because for a lot of women, they got so much going on in their life. You're right. They're not taking care of themselves. And when those other people they're supposed to be taking care of die around them, then they wake up and they realize, oh, my God, they're alone. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Yep.
And so Monique says that she can help you deal with that.
Absolutely.
So when you're doing this, do you always deal with each individual, or you pick and choose this positive thinking with the exercise program?
Well, this is the thing. I actually have a group program that I do. I do one-on-ones, but I do have a group program. And everything always initially starts with the mindset, because without that, like I said, you can go through the motion, but you'll always end back up in the exact same spot where you started. So it's really important that, you know, I give people the chance to self-assess, but also in the process of self-assessing, I also go through, and there are certain things that people say or people do that are sometimes a little bit of a red flag, for a lack of a better term to put it. And once you're able to dig deep and focus in on that, they will eventually have an aha moment. And that is what usually changes their mindset or flips the switch, so to say, to get them on a different path. So,
what three things you can say to my listeners about diets?
That is a great question. The first thing that I will say is a lot of it is eat mindlessly. And I think it's really important to keep a food journal, because you would be surprised at how many things that you put in your mouth that you forgot that you actually put in your mouth for the day. So I do this myself. It's true, though. I do this myself. And I actually use an app, which is called MyFitnessPal. If you don't have the app on your phone, you can also go online. It's www.myfitnesspal.com. And it's a really great tool. You put in all of your parameters. It's very easy to use. It has a whole library of foods. You just put what you eat on it in the day. And it helps you determine how many calories. You know, it's kind of, I will say, it's not perfect, but at least will set you in the right direction. So I think that that's really important, number one, is to do the food journal. Number two, it's also really important to understand portion sizes, because most of us are eating more than one serving size of most foods. So just to give you a guide, your thumb is actually equivalent to 2 tablespoons or 1 serving of peanut butter. The palm of your hand is equivalent to about 3 ounces of meat, fish, or poultry, or even 3 tablespoons of nuts. And your fist is equivalent to 1 cup or 2 servings of cooked vegetables and pasta. So if you take that as a guide, you'll realize that most people are not having 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. And they're going well over their serving amounts. The other thing that I would say as well is a lot of people think that, oh, well, if I starve myself, then I will lose weight. But that's not true. Because if you actually starve yourself, meaning that you don't eat regularly throughout the day, your body actually holds on to all of that excess fat because it doesn't know when it's going to get its next meal. So it's got to keep the stores up to help you to survive. So it's really important to eat 5 to 6 times a day. You can have 3 meals and 2 snacks. And just eat consistently every 3 to 4 hours, with average-sized meals, again, taking portion control into account. And it's really important, the most important, is to make sure that you have breakfast, because breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And it helps to stabilize your blood sugar, and it helps with your metabolism as well. So those are some of the things that I would say are really important. And if you even only do just one, just change one of those things, I think you'll see a difference.
Oh, you definitely will see a difference. I used to do with my clients was, you know, like you said, I call it the handle method, you know, with the pinky, thumb, and the fist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, when you go out to a restaurant, think of, I don't know, I'm sure you probably remember it, rock, paper, scissors? You know, with rock, paper. So I told them to do the hand over the food like that in the restaurant. And if anybody come up to them and say, what are you doing? You know, to let them know that you're not crazy, that you're measuring your food. You know?
Yes, absolutely,
yes,
for
do
sure.
It that way. Or cut it in half and, you know, kind of like out of sight, out of mind, make sure it's boxed up and just eat the other half right there. That is
yep, that's a great
true.
One as well. Yep, that's a great one also. For sure.
And then one of my classes, I had him take a raisin because my father, Monique, used to take a peanut and he would take 3 or 4 bites out of a peanut and used to drive us crazy. Of course, my father remained skinny up until the day he died. But he would take a peanut and bite 4 or 5 times, and we said, Dad, just put the thing in your mouth. You know? we used to look at him. But then I did that with a class. I told them, take a razor and take a small bite. But then they took a half a bite. I said, no, take a small bite. And when they went through the process of taking 2 or 3 bites out of, you know how small a raisin was, they all looked at me so crazy. I gave them a homework assignment, and they realized it slowed them up. And they were able to smell the food and taste and see it for what it is. Again, that goes back to that mindset. That's that mindset.
Absolutely.
It's the key for everything. So here I am, 60 plus. I'm going out and exercise. I'm exercising, trying to get back into, you know, walk, run. Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, I don't see any difference, Monique. What has happened to this, you know, the 60 plus woman? But you say you work with the 40 plus woman and up. But what about us?
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. Once you hit 40, and your hormones start to kick in, you know, when you're 60, you've got the whole menopause thing going on. So really, the big thing is, honestly, it is your hormones. It is things like your cortisol level. So you honestly have to start taking those things into consideration. And I recommend speaking to somebody who has knowledge in these areas. So what usually happens is, especially when you're getting older, or if you're a professional working woman, you have a lot of changes going on in your life. So things like your cortisol level start to raise. And so for those of you who don't know, your cortisol level is actually your stress hormone. And so whether something good is happening to you or whether something bad is happening to you, and if it's a stressor, your body doesn't know any different. So having your elevated cortisol levels is one of the things that actually makes us hold on to the fat, especially for us women in our abdomen area, which I'm sad to say, but it's true. but there are things that you can do for that. Number one, you need to make sure that your adrenals are all in alignment where they should be. The other thing is, a lot of us don't even get enough sleep, and it's making yourself go to bed at a decent hour. You know, by 10, 11 o'clock at the very, very latest, you should be in bed. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Make sure that you're making time for yourself to relax, whether it's to meditate or just read a book or just go for a walk, just so that you can relax, bring your stress levels down. One thing that, because I know that I've had this happen to myself as well, I was getting really stressed and my cortisol levels were up. And I have always been a person, believe it or not, who has always craved sweets. But all of a sudden, I was starting to crave salt. And that salt craving, that's one of the first signs to help you realize that your cortisol level is raising. So you need to do something about that. And again, it's about getting your hormones under control. And, you know, you can get all these things tested to figure out which hormones aren't being balanced properly. And there are lots of things that you can do out there to balance them. So it's whether your estrogen is too high or your estrogen is too low, or if your thyroid is underactive, all of these things make a huge difference. And it's kind of, it's a process. It's a process. You don't necessarily get the answers overnight. And it takes a few weeks to figure out what will actually work for you. But there is actually a solution. You just have to figure out what it is. So getting someone who's knowledgeable in all of this will definitely help for sure.
Yes, it's getting the proper resources. And you're right. When I used to work, because I'm currently unemployed now, when I used to work, I used to go to bed at midnight and get up at 3:30. So that I contribute to me gaining a lot of weight and my blood pressure increasing, because I wasn't getting enough sleep at all. So I figured, well, wow, a lot of weight going to come off now because I'm going to be getting plenty of sleep. But then I have all the stresses that are going wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It didn't happen that way. It's true.
It is,
but
so true.
I had other stresses going on right now. So I said, okay, I got to change, like you said, that mindset and change that environment and maybe meditate more instead of, you know, doing other things. And that's the thing. Meditation and relaxation is the key. All that, you know, eating right, exercise, and stress management, all three equates to a healthier lifestyle. Oh, wow, Monique, this is really true. So thank you for this. So what is next for you on the horizon?
Well, that's a great question. I am actually getting ready to launch my next group program in my Kickstart for Weight Loss Bootcamp. So that's going to be coming up in September, which is very exciting. And so for those of you who are looking for a resource, definitely it's something that you should consider. It's a 6-month online program. And like I said, it starts from A and it goes to Z or Z, depending whether you're Canadian or American. But yeah, it starts with the mindset. And I mean, I like to talk about things that not a lot of people talk about. So, you know, it's talking about things like your hormones and your cortisol levels, what to look for when you go to the grocery store, how to make sure that when you're going out to eat that you're ordering the right types of foods. All of these little things that add up and make a huge difference in the end. You know, how to read a food label. Most people don't even know how to read that. And that makes it difficult to understand portion size as well. So all of these little things I go through, and there's a Facebook group, and I'm there to answer your questions. And so that's definitely the next big thing coming up.
Wow, 6 months. Woo, woo. For my listeners mm-hmm. out there, better jump on that bandwagon, as we say, get on that wagon and for 6 months. Wow, so we're also going beyond Christmas by the time after New Year's or the next holiday, Valentine's. They should be, you know, physically and strongly and mentally fit.
Absolutely. That is correct.
Good. Mm-hmm. So this is a call-in session as well as one-on-one or mostly all group, you said?
It's all group-based. It's all group-based. Yep, definitely. But like I said, there is a Facebook group that I will go into and answer the questions. And it's always nice to be in a community of people who are going through the same thing as you. So if you have questions, it's a great area to ask questions. It's not to be judged. It's a private group. And it's good to be going through the process with like-minded people, especially if you have people at home who aren't on your side and who don't support you. Then this is a place where you can go for the support and you can get what you need.
True, because they found out with Weight Watchers and some of these other groups why people do lose weight. It's because of the group. It's that accountability. Somebody you can
Absolutely.
Report to or somebody that can help you along the way. And for my listeners out there, Monique is the best person to help guide you and direct you. And she say, be there. So please take that opportunity to jump on her program coming this September and email her for any other type of questions. So we got about 90 seconds, Monique. So please tell everybody about how they can get a hold of you. Please give your website address.
Perfect. My website is www.moniquebartlett.com. So that's MoniqueBartlett.com. And there's a contact form on there, so you can reach out to me. I will be offering complimentary 30-minute introductory sessions as well, just to find out where you are and where you'd like to be and if there's a fit for us to work together. And I would also like to offer the listeners a free downloadable version of my book as well. You can either email me on my website or you can go to www.kickstartforweightloss.com/Renee. So that's www.kickstartforweightloss.com/Renee. And you will receive a free downloadable version of my book.
Thanks a lot, because I have really put that all over my social media sites and everybody. And don't forget her main book, Kickstart for Weight Loss, 3 Massive Mistakes Professional Women Make That Keep Them Overweight, Exhausted, and Stuck on Their Diet Treadmill, which is also located on your site as well as Amazon, correct?
Correct, yes.
Correct. I want to thank you so very much, and thank you, Monique, and you know, success to your program. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Okay, you have a good one. And because of that, my water is, you know, softening up, and I'm going to drink my water now.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.